old man said there's a little different style or scheme this year compared to last year as far as your backers coming downhill when it
comes
to run. Can you explain that? Why you decided to have them do that more often?
Yeah, well, you know, we got together in the offseason, coaching staff, and we always go back and look at the previous season. And we looked at it from a scheme standpoint, player standpoint, how we were coaching it. And we felt like we could be more aggressive, especially versus double teams. We're getting a lot of double teams. And when the backers play downhill, it takes the double teams off the D linemen and frees them up. So right now, our inside linebackers are doing a great job in terms of doing that. Our defensive line is doing a great job penetrating and controlling their gaps. So, you know, the first two games have been really good against the run.
That being said, in this game, going up against a team, there's a lot of zone principles. How does that change anything in terms of how you have to attack it because the linemen move laterally?
The biggest thing you want to do against zone scheme run teams is to get vertical. You know, if you're running horizontal down the sideline, that's what they want you to do. So that way you create holes. So the biggest thing for our linemen when we get the zone scheme is to make sure we get vertical. Keep pushing the vertical, make the ball declare, bounce outside or cut back.
How much does it help then that 2015, 2016, OTAs, training camp, you guys saw this day after day?
Oh, yeah. Hey, they know what we do, we know what they do. So the biggest thing throughout the game is going to be making adjustments to their change-ups. They're going to have to make adjustments to different things we're going to do against them. And we know them. So it'll be something that we should be able to see easily. And we've talked to the guys about that, so we just have to do it on game day.
When you know what they do, how much do you lean on that knowledge? How much do you just say, just play football?
Yeah, you just have to play football because you can't guarantee – exactly what they're going to do, and they're going to have change-ups. So as long as we play with clean eyes, we play proper technique, our eyes are in the right place, you know, based on our zone scheme, the boot and the play action, then we're going to put ourselves in position to make plays. Yeah. Well, Shady's probably one of the more electrifying backs, you know, going back to Barry Sanders. You know, he's a daylight runner, meaning he may start off to the A-gap on one side and end up on the sideline on the other side. So the biggest thing against a guy like LeSean McCoy is pursuit. Guys have to stay in their gaps, and we have to pursue to the ball. We have to have two and three guys, even more than that, at the point of attack to stop him. He's a special player, very similar to Ezekiel. So we're going to have our hands full with him.
Adam Gotsis didn't get to have the start he wanted to at training camp, still coming off that knee injury. But what have you been most impressed with the way that he's come on to start the season?
He's more confident. You know, he's not worried about the knee. I think he had a great offseason in terms of getting stronger and faster. I think he played through it and made improvements throughout the preseason. But the first two games, he's looked like a different guy. He's looking like the guy that we drafted. So he has to continue to play at that level, and he's a big piece to our defense in terms of having success.
When did you know Shaq was going to be fine with no preseason?
Yeah.
He played an inordinate amount, but the way he's played has kind of forced teams to make tough decisions with Vaughn. When did you know, Shaq's going to be fine?
Well, it was something that we were, you know, aware of week in and week out. I mean, it was something they were progressing him through. Our trainers did a great job of getting him back healthy in terms of the rehab, all the things they put him through. We just wanted to make sure we tried to bring him back slowly. He probably played probably more reps than we wanted him to. We have to make sure that we rotate our other guys in there. But right now, he gives us a good compliment on the other side to Vaughn.
Joe, your guys' offense has turned the ball over four times, which has led to four touchdowns. What
yeah.
can your unit do better or different in those quick change situations?
Yeah.
To prevent, you know, holding a field goal or whatever?
Yeah. I talked to the guys about that. We have to make sure when we go on the field that we're mentally ready. Because we're going to be in a situation where they're in scoring range. That's what happened to us the first two games. I tell those guys they have to have a blade of grass mentality. As long as we have a blade of grass and we're on defense, we have an opportunity to stop them. The biggest thing you have to be aware of is always the big play, and that's what we got hit on a few times against San Diego and last week against Dallas. So just have to be a little bit sharper and just mentally be ready to deal with those situations. Yeah, I mean, right now I think Bill's comfortable with them. That's a decision we're going to have to make later in the week.
McCoy's actually been able to have some success against stacked boxes before. What allows him to be able to do that?
Great blocking. You know, I mean, for them, just great blocking. And again, he's a guy that, you know, the play might be designed to go in the B gap. He might bounce it outside. He might cut it back. And, you know, you can see it on tape. Guys are in their gaps. They see him stepping inside. They fold inside. Then he all of a sudden he bounces it outside. So for us all week, we've been preaching this gap integrity. Make sure the ball's declared before you cross face. You know, if you're on the blocker. And, again, it's about pursuit to the ball. You know, we have to make sure we pursue so he doesn't have those type of plays.
Tyrod Taylor, incredibly athletic. How much are you preaching backside discipline so to not overrun the player? Maybe you'd even mush rush Taylor.
Yeah, well, it's really about rushing coverage. You know, he has great mobility in the pocket. I mean, he's a dual threat. He can throw it. He can run it. So it's about having a good rush plan, trying to keep him in the pocket, keep him in the well. And for us in the back end, we have to make sure we plaster receivers. Because when he escapes the pocket, you know, you can see him moving laterally. He has his eyes down the field. And they've created some big plays.
They have the most 20-plus run in the last 3 years, and nobody's close. So
yeah.
How much of that is Shady and Tyrod, and how much of that is also the O-line?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. You know, obviously they have a good offensive line. They block well for him. And then when you have two extremely athletic players, that's the result. And, again, it's just you got to be disciplined in terms of your gaps. You got to be disciplined in terms of getting to the ball, pursuit. And, again, we have our hands full. We need all 11 players on deck on Sunday.
When you see the Panthers' defense had such a successful game against the Bills' offense last week, how much of that game plan do you take and use for yourself, or do you just stick to everything that you know?
We're just going to do what we do. You know, you look at it, you see, you evaluate the tape, you see why they had success. I mean, they did some good things in terms of pressure. They did a good job pursuing to the ball. They had a lot of guys running to the ball. But we have to make sure we just execute our defense. And as long as we do everything the right way, each guy on defense, then we should put ourselves in position to play well.
Good.
Good. All right. Yep. Thank you.